the next, moving to the business meeting, is approval of the April 21st Planning Commission meeting minutes. Anybody have any changes to those draft minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes from April 2022 meeting.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Abstain.
One abstention.
I need to abstain because I wasn't on the commission.
Okay. Item two on the business meeting is discussion of rollout of in-person meetings. Zach, you want to present that, please?
Zach Shaw with the District Attorney's Office. So as you know, we have been meeting remotely since about March of 2020, and legislatures allowed us to do that without an anchor location. Has now, because have made significant progress in the public health situation of our community, where the mayor has allowed public bodies to have in-person meetings at the government center. So with that being the case, the Planning Commission now has an option of meeting in person for their Planning Commission meetings. The Planning Commission also has an option of also allowing a remote option for participants, those that desire to attend the meeting, but to do so remotely. So I just wanted to kind of give the Planning Commission those options, namely and exclusively in-person option or a hybrid option of in-person where people can also attend remotely. The second option makes a lot of sense from staff's perspective. I certainly am participating remotely, and I think a lot of you saw Kayla was participating remotely as well. And we've experimented with this with the Salt Lake County Planning Commission of this hybrid model, and it seems to have worked quite well, where those who want to come in and participate can do so. I guess a third option is to continue to have exclusively remote meetings without an anchor location, without an in-person anchor location. So that is certainly an option as well to maintain the status quo. So anyway, you've got three different options there. And I'm happy to answer any questions that people have about those options.
Commissioners, are there questions?
My impression is that the hybrid model allows for more accessibility for people who have either other meeting or mobility challenges. So that would be my preference. Personally, I'm sabbatical from the University of Utah. I'm going to be teaching in a couple of other places, so it certainly make my life easier.
Hybrid's great for me.
I like the hybrid. Same.
I do as well.
Me too.
Hey Zach, it's Wendy. Can I ask one question? Does the hybrid require at least one commissioner to attend, or can they all participate electronically?
No, I think if we it comes down to noticing, and so if we notice it, if we notice it as a hybrid option, i.e., the public can attend either remotely or in person at an anchor location, and if everybody, if all the commissioners choose to participate remotely, the public still has that option of attending at the anchor location. It's really a question of how we notice it. So yes, we could do a hybrid, and if everybody ends up, if all the commissioners end up participating remotely, and the public for that matter, we've given the option of the in person.
Thank you.
I like that, Zach, because you know we're not out of the pandemic, and I think some people feel safer being able to participate remotely, and under the hybrid, if they want to come down and to the anchor location, they certainly can. And you never know where these variants are going to go. And so if it gets, you know, a lot worse and we go 100% hybrid, we will then have the capability of doing that. So my suggestion would be to do a hybrid method of holding these meetings.
Thank you. Just to let all of you know that the anchor location is the Salt Lake County Government Center for, I don't know if all of you have been here before, it's just on 2001 South State Street. I already have room, the council chambers reserved for that, so you're more than welcome to join me. Thank you.
So I agree with all the sentiments that have been expressed and add a couple more. I think the hybrid adds the anchor location for the ability for people who may not have the technical capability of joining in. Also, this time of the year, when it's in the high 90s, it gives somebody a place that they can go with air conditioning as well. Personally, I'm in a 5-day quarantine because I was exposed to COVID yesterday, so I'm evidence that we're not out of the woods yet. So I don't see us going back to full in-person meetings, and I prefer, even without the pandemic, that we do a hybrid just because it offers people more communication methods. So, Zach, do we need to take any action on this?
I don't think it requires a motion. It sounds like we have a consensus from the commissioners that the hybrid option is agreeable. And so I think that's fine. We can make that possible for next month.
Okay.
And going forward.
Yep.
Well, until modified. So, you know, if we get new Omicron Z or something, we can revisit that.